Hey, welcome back to the 5-Minute Strategist. I bet you've heard the expression, hire before you're ready. It just means to hire before the business need arises or crystallizes, because there's a significant time component to hiring, from the recruitment to the onboarding to the training. So if you wait until the time the need arises, it'll take some time before they're up and running. Now, this might be valid-ish advice. I've seen it go completely the wrong direction, but that is a different episode. The reality is that you need to be ready before you hire. You, not the business. You should only be hiring to the capacity of your leadership, or you're doing yourself, the business, and that poor new hire a grave disservice. As you grow your business from being a newbie entrepreneur to being a thriving business, the decisions that worked when you were a team of one aren't going to work in the same way when you're a team of five or a team of 10. When the business grows, you need to scale your leadership alongside it so that you stop being the bottleneck for everything. When you remove yourself as that bottleneck, communication, decision-making, innovation allows your business to continue to expand. So you need to think about, what is your leadership framework? How is it going to grow with your business? How does it empower your team to act when you're not there? And how does it foster the culture that you want? And how do you make sure that all of it can sustain the pressure of a growing business? If you're not thinking about this, eventually what's going to happen is the leaders that you have in your business aren't going to be able to meet the leadership needs of the business. And that's going to hold back all of that growth that you're chasing. When you're thinking about this leadership framework, though, this is not traditional delegation where you're like, here are the tasks that I'm delegating. You're actually delegating a system that's constantly moving, constantly evolving, constantly changing. So your challenge is to find the leaders in your team who understand the vision so they can see that big picture with you and they know how to act independently to get you there. It's not like delegating a task where you can say, first you do A, then you do B, then you do C. When you're expanding leadership, you need people to understand how to act in any situation, even the ones you can't predict. So you want to start with yourself, first of all. Think about, what is your current leadership style? How is it working? Does it feel sustainable long-term with where you're trying to get to? Maybe you've noticed that you're micromanaging a little more than you would like to. Maybe you are trying to do all the things and not doing all of them great. Maybe your communication is suffering. Maybe there's some areas where you know you're probably just not the best suited to be leading that particular project or part of the business. In the same way, when you're delegating a task, when you're delegating leadership, you need to step back and allow other people to step up. And this is really hard. When you're doing this with leadership, it is so much harder than doing it with a task, because leadership is such an innate and internal thing. You're probably not documenting your leadership the way you're documenting a process. So how do you even begin to pull that out of your brain? Well, the good news is that the whole goal here is for you not to delegate exactly what you would do in what order, but to find those leaders who you can trust and then give them the tools and the authority that they need and let them lead. And this doesn't have to happen tomorrow, but you have to be thinking about this. If you are thinking about growing your business, you have to be thinking about how you're scaling your leadership. Those two go hand in hand. And that might mean that you start to think about who in your team would be able to step up, where you might have a gap that you might have to recruit externally. You might want to think about where you want to invest in some training and development for those future leaders. You might want to think about who you're going to mentor into that space. Who gets to shadow you? Who do you trust in small ways so that you can test their leadership potential for the big stuff down the road? Much like that first Facebook ad that you did, or the first launch that you did, or even the first time you turned on TikTok, your first try at scaling your leadership might not be perfect. And that's okay, as long as with each challenge or each stumble or each opportunity, you're able to step back, reflect on the lessons learned, and share those with the leadership team. That's how you build that resilient leadership structure. The key to successfully scaling your leadership is finding those leaders who understand the vision and can implement it in a way that sustains your business's success. So what is your strategy for scaling your leadership alongside your business growth?